established yet that Greg the Hammer Valentine was indeed an Intercontinental Champion? Has that been?
We did. I think I resolved? Apologized unreservedly in a recent episode. I'm very sorry.
Sorry, not sorry.
Very, very sorry.
Ugh.
Yeah, I'm sorry, not sorry.
That's
very terrible.
What was awful was I scrambled through all of the internets being like, no, damn it. No, no, no. And I suck at trivia. Like, I suck at this stuff.
Yeah.
You got a pen and paper for today?
No. Do I need a pen and paper for today?
Yeah, we're probably gonna need yes, because you got to write down your answers.
Actually, I do. There you go.
Sweet. Sweetness.
I already got his Cleveland Browns onesie, which I'm pretty sure is child abuse, but we hear now.
Well, you can get him either like, one, either, any kind of onesie, and very quickly it will be a Browns onesie.
Yeah, that's true. That's true.
Hello, Child Services. Yeah, my friend's kid hasn't even been born yet. Is it too early to call? Because apparently this kid's going to be a Browns fan, and that's like psychological warfare against a baby. And this baby hasn't even been born yet. Do you care about babies that haven't been born, or is this service just for
sir,
children?
Sir, well, sir, this is a Wendy's.
Who's the Applebee's down the street? Piece,
baby, a Baconator?
Baby Baconator. But...
Well, I hope Dan was recording that, and we can just start the show.
Oh, people at home!
What's up with that?
You ready? Welcome to the Uso Penitentiary!
Let's get it on!
Move to the music, play like music, move it to the music!
Welcome to Monday Night Rollins!
To the
woo! Yo ho ho and a bottle of Dom!
Bro!
The new day! Let me talk to you!
If I can be serious for a minute.
For the love of God, stay away from the Dick McDonald's!
Move to the music, play like music, move it to the music, yeah.
Acknowledge me.
Gentlemen, welcome back to the DWI podcast. My name is PC Tony. I am your commissioner and the commissioner
of the United States.
America's, and I am joined as always by the man, the myth, the legend, the other half of the world's greatest tag team never. He's a scientist, formerly an architect to me, but he says he still is. He says, why do I have to just be one thing? Why do you have to paint me into a corner? It's DPP.
I'm a lover of all things. We've heard enough soak in knowledge.
Joining the show today is Christopher Platt, the MVP of Dolph. No, thanks for being on. Yep, there you go. There's Pentos. Pentalk, by the way, found the like original pen, DP. Did you know that?
I saw.
Yeah. Thanks. That makes me feel good inside. Christopher Platt, welcome back to the DWI podcast. How the hell you been?
Greetings and salutations, ladies and gentlemen, and Merry New Year! As we embark upon 2022 Electric Boogaloo, I pray and hope and wish nothing but health, wealth, and prosperity for each and every one of you and everybody under the sound of my voice.
AJ Balazs, you're a trivia trickster and you're phenomenal in so many ways. Looks like you're having a good old time finding the bottom of that bottle. How the hell are you?
I'm doing good. Just got done with some overtime at work, so I'm getting paid this week.
Good for everybody on this show, really, you know, going out there and, you know, putting in the extra effort. Folks, we have a guest this week making his triumphant return to the DWI podcast. It took him a lot more episodes to get on the podcast than it did a minuscule amount of podcasts compared to that to get back to the show. We really appreciate it. He is the host. He is the executive producer. He is the creator, co-creator or creator of Bandwagon Nerds.
I'd call it co-creator.
All right. He is none other than one of the stars of the Greg DeMarco show right there on Chairshot Radio Network. You can also find him on the Bandwagon Nerd Reviews on thechairshot.com. He is the also talented and COVID-having Patrick O'Dowd.
That is correct. Live from the isolation chamber here to see you all tonight. The pleasure is all yours. Congratulations for getting me back on the show.
Yeah, I'm glad you're back on the show. I'm glad we could take advantage of you having to be isolated for your family.
Wow.
Silver lining, right? I mean,
I guess so. It's funny.
Go ahead.
Well, no, because Greg seemed to think that meant I had nothing but time for podcasts. And so he kept being like, hey, you going to do this? Hey, you going to do this? I was like, no, like I do have shit to do. Like I still had to work. Like I was still there. I just had to work remotely.
I think I even texted you or messaged you during one day like, hey, are you actually working or are you just chilling?
Yeah, I was like, I'm actually working.
He's like, no, I'm working, dude. But anyway, we joke because you are feeling you had a few light symptoms-ish and yeah, now you're feeling things. Better. So if you weren't feeling well, we wouldn't be joking with you. Right. Obviously, the entire situation is no joke as things start to pick back up here. So be safe as you can, people, whatever that means to you. Think about what it means to somebody else. So there you go. DWI podcast number 306. Christopher, you look like you would like to tell me something.
Yes, Patrick, all jokes aside, man, I'm glad that you're feeling better, man, and, you know, that sucks, and I'm glad you're feeling better, and that's great, and your family as well. I just wanted to mention the fact that when I had COVID last year, nobody gave a shit.
Well, I mean, in fairness, we'd already recorded your voice for all the commercials that we needed. So
your voice was already there, you know, just like a cough or two.
Mama made me mash my M&Ms.
With attitude, always bitch. Use your head with attitude, bitch.
Covered.
Why should you visit thechairshot.com? Thechairshot.com is your home for hard-hitting reviews, news, opinion, and analysis. Attitude. Why? Because you're smarter than the average fan. Thechairshot.com. Always use your head.
Can't tell.
Feeling better?
Yes, I'm better a year later. Thank you. 2 years later now, actually. Thank you for asking. Yes.
Ball time.
I do appreciate. Go ahead. Finish.
No, all jokes aside, man. I'm just talking shit. But Pat, I'm glad you're feeling better, brother. For real. Seriously.
Thanks, man.
And he takes it off right when I was going to say, give him props for the background that he had of the blindfold match from Jake the Snake.
That is one of my all-time favorite WrestleMania matches. It's more about in deference to the trivia I'm going to bomb and making sure that you could actually see it and doesn't get wiped out by the background, as that tends to be an issue with the Skype camera. But yes, that is one of my favorite backgrounds. Thank you for the appreciation.
As long as Tunney doesn't win, Pat, it's all good. We're in this
fine.
I've actually already pre-written "fuck if I know" on the sheet, and I'll just put it up as my answer on occasion.
That sounds like a good gravestone. I think I'm gonna put that on my gravestone.
Fuck if I know.
Christopher Platt, 81-2081. Fuck if I know. All right.
Giving me the 2081 too. I love you for that. Thank you. Speaking into existence.
I'll give you 100 years. Well, let's let everybody know what's happening this week because we got a lot going on right here. Podcast DWI number 306.
Well, we're waiting. Well, it's the big
show. And I guess we're gonna start it off with some sheets for the new year.
You notice how Platt had to come in there and just be like over the top, like you guys are just like the guys, just like the opening act, and he's the headliner. Like, you know, you guys warm him up for me, all right? And I'll be in there in a second. Like you guys had a nice
sweeten the crowd up,
kind of
butter him up for me.
Yeah. You guys were like, yeah. And Platt came in like, yeah. And you're like, yeah.
We're basically the background singers for James Brown. He's yelling at him. We're going, dude, we can't fucking sing. We can't sing. What are you talking about? Like, you don't want us to sing. You don't want us to talk.
I'm interested because I don't know what's on the docket today. So I'm interested in hearing what's on the big show sheet. Shit.
Oh, man. How did all of this begin? All right, I can't find it. Never mind. We'll move on.
And in America. There's nothing wrong.
We got to
America's nothing wrong.
Yeah, there we go. This week, we actually have stuff to talk about. We're going to get back and review a little bit of Day One, the excellent WWE pay-per-view from January 1st, in my opinion. I got a few notes from Raw. I got a few notes from SmackDown. That would be three. That would be three in each. Some have multiple points, just so you're aware. We'll get there. You all know what I'm going to be talking about. Trivia. And a last call, I think we all would like to talk a little NFL as we head into the playoffs. So, DPP, I've decided that I would like to continue to tell you to ring the bell, but I won't be selfish, and we'll let a guest do it anytime he's here. So, Patrick O'Dowd, would you like to tell DPP to ring the bell?
DPP, do me a favor and ring that bell.
There we go. It happened. Chris looks a little mad.
Underwhelming.
I was about to say, Platt wants to be like, are we fluffing the crowd again?
I'm sorry, Chris, that I don't meet your standards. Please forgive me. Oh no.
I just don't understand. What's the point of having shooters on the payroll and you don't let them shoot? That's all I'm saying. I'm not saying.
I mean, I get it. You're here. You want the spotlight on you, and we respect that. You expect the star treatment. You're like Ric Flair walking into the middle of a 1985 Crockett promotion promo, interrupting somebody like Barry Windham, trying to get him off the stage because you want to be the one there, and thus a feud begins.
I love how you've made it your life's work to just take the piss out of me at any and all times that we record.
Hey. The amount of challenges I have on the bandwagon nerds when we bring out, when we call up the Platt signal and I'm there.
I'm going to get to the bar really early.
One day, it's only a matter of time before the following happens: a dick joke, a Margot Kidder joke, and at least one derailment that has something to do with a random X-Men you want to have sex with. Like, I don't, like, I mean, we know those, that's Christopher Platt on Bandwagon Nerds. There you go, everybody.
Which one is the most preferable ex-woman for you?
Forget Day Storm, One. Right? We're going to get into this result.
The Jennifer Lawrence version.
I like the Jennifer Lawrence Mystique. Like, Mystique is interesting because she could literally be anybody. I could still have Storm if I wanted to.
Yeah, you know, but think about the fight in the bedroom with that. You'd be like, she thinks she's prettier than me? Like, that's the conversation every time. You want that? Is that really?
You actually thought about this? Wait a minute.
Well, I mean, in my head, yes, I am prettier than her. So
no, that's not what I'm saying. I know
what you were saying. Yeah. You got to keep it fresh, man. She'll understand that. Like, I can't be.
She chokes dudes out with her legs, man. I'm just saying. Like, that's what a way to go.
That's hot.
What about the chick from The Boys, though?
With that Starlight?
Squeeze that guy's...
Oh, God.
That guy's head.
Oh, oh, me. No, oh, no.
Pop ball. Nice.
Oh. I love the reaction I just got. I mean, this is a free stream.
You can't get here soon enough.
I'll figure that out at the same time. But, four of you right in front of me.
June can't get here soon enough, but that's for different reasons. That's neither here nor there. Go ahead, AJ.
Oh, yeah, I
was going to say, they actually released a trailer for season 3 with Starlight and Homelander.
Yep.
On that.
Well, they released an episode schedule, too. So as we make this a Bandwagon Nerds episode, yeah, like they've got a release schedule. I think it was June or was it March? I can't. It's coming up in the spring, early summer. Yeah, June.
To the Google machine and triple check.
The Nazi bitch is dead, right? Like, yes. I don't go around throwing bitches around on Willy Billy, but I'm pretty sure bitch is okay when it's preceded by Nazi. I think I'm going to be okay on that one, right? Right,
yes, fine. And she is that.
Yeah.
Okay, the inclusion police will not come after you.
Yeah, thank you.
and to clarify, it is June 3rd on Amazon.
Excellent.
That ain't coming out till June 3rd?
Just in time to finish your bandwagon review, nerds of The Witcher.
Yeah, because
with the COVID timeline, we'll be fine. It'll be June 3rd before you know it.
The COVID timeline.
Does anybody know why it got pushed back, though? Because initially, wasn't it supposed to be February or March or, you know, sooner rather than later?
I didn't come prepared for that on this wrestling podcast. sorry.
I still got to write that story.
Something to do with biscuits.
Patrick writes it down
couldn't
on the
find. They couldn't find
why
the.
Why was it taken back? Listen on Monday.
They had contract contract agreements with the Whale that they were going to run through. Jeff that they couldn't make nice. An agreement. Couldn't sign the right contracts.
Jeff called in sick, and they had a problem with the biscuits, is what I heard. So
they had to call their backup Simon.
No, he doesn't do biscuits. He does hair.
He does hair. Well,
that's the problem. You
no, we're moving on. We're moving on.
You need to work whale. You can't use two whales, man. You got to get a working whale, okay?
If this was last week or the last 27 weeks, we would just keep going and say, fuck wrestling. But I actually fucking wrote shit down today, okay?
Tony's got a bar to get to. Come on, guys.
No, that I ain't even worried about. I got time. Did everybody watch day one?
I watched most of day one.
AJ, you did not?
Nope. You didn't watch it. AJ.
Chris, did you watch it?
You're really asking me that?
You watched it.
You really
was there!
Thank you.
But did you, when you were there, were your eyes open?
Well, not for the Liv Morgan-Becky Lynch match, but everything else, yeah.
All right. Okay.
Why were you watching?
What did you think of it?
That's real.
No, what did you think of it live? How was the crowd live?
The crowd was weird. I feel like they wanted this show to be bigger than it was because of, you know, situations and circumstances. I will say Beth Phoenix got the second biggest pop of the night next to Brock Lesnar. Those were the two biggest pops of the night by far. It basically was a one-match show, in my opinion, and that match delivered, i.e. the main event. It's funny because we left the house late. So we got to the arena probably about halfway through the New Day Uso match, which I was disappointed in that because that was one of the matches I was looking forward to because I don't think it's possible for those two teams to have a bad match. So that disappointed me a little bit. But other than the first match and the last match, it just felt like it was a lot of filler. It was cool, and I'm glad that I went, and the main event made it all worth it. And the funny thing is, because I was entertaining that whole weekend, so I didn't even know that Roman wasn't going to be on the show and had contracted COVID until I'm in the car on the way to the arena. And then Brock Lesnar got, you know, thrown into the Fatal 5-Way. No disrespect to Becky Lynch or Liv Morgan. I know Liv has a large fan base and contingency on the internet, and both of those ladies worked hard. They're both very attractive. Yes, AJ, we understand. We're not talking about your dick right now, okay? They've worked hard.
Damn it.
But Liv just not there yet. She is just not there yet. And I'm ashamed to say, but yes, I was literally falling asleep during this match. It ran way too long. I think it probably ran too long because they had to kind of shuffle around the card. I think maybe they initially were going to go like, what, maybe 10 minutes, and then they had to increase it because...
Well, they also had to lose a match.
The match was 17 minutes.
That's what I'm saying, though. Like, I think it was probably supposed to be about maybe 10 to 12 minutes, but they had to elongate it a little bit because of situations and circumstances. You know what I mean? Card subject to change, if you know what I mean.
Yeah.
We can let's start and stick with this match and go around the horn because I haven't really believed in Liv Morgan. I don't dislike her, but I haven't believed in her making a push for the title like they have for her. But I actually thought this was a decent match just because my expectations were low. Patrick, did you get to check this match out at all?
Yeah, I didn't fall asleep during it. Yeah, I thought it was a perfectly reasonable match. Like I'm gonna use the dreaded Patrick O'Dowd evaluation. It was fine.
Okay.
But it wasn't terrible. Like, not in that it was fine and like this was a trashy, horrible match to watch. I agree with you, Chris. I think that Liv's on her way up, but not quite there. I know they're not the same character, but for the longest time, I couldn't differentiate between her and Mandy Rose for like ever. And I still like kind of struggle. It's a look thing when they were both like completely blonde and that whole deal. Yes, I get it. One of them's moved down to NXT and is doing their own thing, and that's great.
Oh, that's not even
in the Riot Squad, like all that. But
I mean,
like, not as a character.
One has foothills and one has magnificent mountains. How could you not tell the difference?
Oh my god!
I love boobies.
Pretty? I don't know. I got nothing for you.
Hi, Mandy. BT Dubs.
Well,
What one is blonde and one is doing her best C. Thomas Howell in Soul Man impersonation.
Wow, that's a pretty good reference.
You owe me $5. I told you you'd bring up C. Thomas Howell this weekend.
Oh man,
AJ, tell us about the match you didn't watch.
I was about to say I didn't watch Matt. I do know the results and how everything happened. We'll get to why I kind of have a problem with the match, with the Raw speculations and everything that we're gonna do later. But
you can probably get to that now.
You can probably get to it now. So did anyone else realize that apparently the finish was botched, where there was supposed to be foot on the ropes and it was supposed to be
dirty? Becky. Yes, it was supposed to be, and you could see Becky trying to reach for the rope. She just wasn't tall enough. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And then just out of nowhere, it's like, yeah, no, 1, 2, 3, clean pin. Wait a minute. No. Now we have to try to reshuffle everything, give Liv Morgan another opportunity, which makes her look bad and makes the whole joke of Vince McMahon loves the land of milk and honeys.
And the rock bottom, or because we have a Balazs on the line, the Uranagi was kind of clunky as well.
I mean, it's Uranagi, you have to lift them up. Anyway, not the point. We're not talking New Japan or anything Japanese wrestling yet, but...
Wait, they're wrestling in Japan?
But...
Wow.
That's what made the match weird.
Somewhere Andrew feels like he got kicked in the balls.
I can do that later.
Punch him right in the wall.
That is a disgusting act.
We both know you ain't about to do that shit later. Come on, man. Cut the cap.
DP, right, don't want those issues. I'm going to go do it right now.
DP, would you like to take this shovel and also bury Liv Morgan?
R.I.P. Sure. Adam Balazs, because he ain't coming back.
I'm happy to continue the burial. Bigger than him. I just, you know, I never, like, I know I didn't watch the pay-per-view yet, or the special, whatever they called it, but... I like Liv Morgan as a character or whatever, and it probably, you know, she seems great and all, but like, yeah, that it just never clicks, I don't think, and I don't think it doesn't seem like she fits into the main event picture for women's titles. It just doesn't, you guys were alluding to it a little bit. It just doesn't seem like Fitch. Maybe she'll get there, maybe, but I just feel like the push that they're trying to give her the opportunity, and she's not hitting the mark. She's just not hitting it home, and she's not there. And I don't, unless some shit changes, it doesn't feel like it fits to me for her to be in the main event picture.
So you guys brought up, we'll get to Becky Lynch a little bit later. You guys, Chris, you brought up Edge and Miz. I believe we're getting the mixed tag match at Royal Rumble, correct?
I think that's where they're going. Yep. I thought they were going to try to stretch it out till WrestleMania.
They challenged them on Monday. Yeah.
Yep.
But we'll see what happens there. I don't know, Chris, but if this is the end of Edge's run, maybe he wants something different for his last match at WrestleMania than something with The Miz. But to get back to the pay-per-view, and now that everybody knows that they're trying to put that mixed tag together for the Rumble, I knew this match is so underrated. I don't think a lot of people appreciated the match as much as I did. I knew that they would put on a really good match without really doing anything taxing, and it was really smart because they're both smart enough. They both have that, you know, intuitiveness in the ring and ring psychology that they didn't need to go ahead and risk anything. I liked the match. I thought it was really, really well done. I think it's underrated. Patrick, I see you kind of shaking your head, I believe. Yes?
Yeah, I just... It's funny. If Edge's last match is against Hall of Famer to be Mike the Miz, then there's nothing wrong with that.
But I just don't think that's the case. I think he's got.
No, I don't think so either. But
if it's done here on the run, he's going to probably have this mixed tag, then he'll have a match at each pay per view, three more matches, right, but the Miz wouldn't be his last match.
Was this match underrated or rated R? I just wanted to find
that
out.
Hurt me a little bit. Like, I died a little inside with that joke.
Okay, DP Chimmel.
That's the only good announcing Chimmel.
Both Edge and The Miz are known for being relatively low risk, safe workers, unless it really, really matters for like a bigger time pay-per-view, like a Royal Rumble or a WrestleMania. And so I think if you look at it through a lens of they were supposed to burn the house down in a mid-card match on a brand new-ish pay-per-view that is kind of sort of not really that important, like, yet it had its moment. The moment was Beth. The moment wasn't really the match so much. It was Beth Phoenix. So, and Platt even alluded to it. Like, he said that was the pop. So they got what they wanted out of the match. And it wasn't really about what happened in the ring. It was building to the next match.
It was. And yeah, like I alluded to earlier, like Beth Phoenix literally got the second biggest pop in the arena that night. It's funny because I wanted to go back and watch the show. And anytime we go to a show, we come back and watch the show that we just went to. But I wanted to see what happened. I didn't know if it was a botch or whatever, because Beth came out and everybody popped. And then she stood there on the ramp for a few seconds, and then the music played. So I wanted to see it from y'all's perspective, who just watched it. I didn't know if they didn't put the camera on Beth until the music played, or if y'all saw Beth come out on the ramp, and then it was just this weird delay, and then the music played. But yeah, that's what it was. Y'all saw Beth come out on the ramp. They shot the camera to her, and everybody popped, and then there was this weird delay for a few seconds, and then the music played. But, I mean, as far as the match, yeah, it was what it was. I like the concept of the mixed tag. That's a cool thing. It actually would have been a really good Mania payday. I just didn't know how they were going to stretch this feud out to Mania. And apparently they're not, because they're blowing it off at the Royal Rumble, or perceivably blowing it off at the Royal Rumble. But Edge only has a finite number of matches left. So I don't know how I feel about blowing one in a feud with The Miz, you know?
AJ?
I mean, I don't see a problem with, as you said, blowing one on The Miz, because, you know, we all know about the neck injury. Not that, Dan. Come on. I use Platt words. Don't look at me like that.
That's what she said.
But who better to have a safe, good match with than The Canyon? Miz? Well,
he's not available to be booked, Dan.
Not in your
depends on how much fortitude you have.
My God.
Welcome, Patrick. Are you glad to be back?
can we make a Margot Kidder joke instead?
What?
I can't, because I don't think she's here either, and that wouldn't be right, because I was going to say Margot Kidder is the joke, but that probably wasn't right, because I don't think she's here anymore. I'm just saying, man. I'm not going. AJ, talk, man. I'm not going down that rabbit hole with y'all. Right. I'm not doing this with y'all, man.
I was going to say. Necrophilia.
Nah, wait, man. Done it. Come on, man. There's Never mind.
No matter what. It's going to be a good match no matter what. I think they use the tagline "the it couple versus the grit couple." It's good to know Edge still plays Final Fantasy 14 with the fucking grit references, but
we're not all 12 on this podcast, AJ. Just because you are, sir.
Okay.
I go back to 12.
I didn't either when I was 12. I feel you. Go ahead, man. Get your shit off, bro.
I said I'd go back to 12.
Yeah.
But it will be a great match, no matter what. And apparently, there's kind of trivia if you want to throw this out here. Apparently, Beth and Maryse are going to be the first women in WWE history to wrestle in 3 different decades.
Really?
Mm-hmm. Huh. 2007, I think they said like 2013 they wrestled against each other at that point, or 2012, and now coming up in the Rumble.
So while we're sitting here on this topic and I'm remembering
That's what WWE said, not me.
Because I didn't write this down. They announced some people for the Women's Royal Rumble.
Yeah, they did.
And we're going to get to Charlotte being in the Women's Royal Rumble when we get to SmackDown. But I want to talk about, we knew the Bellas were coming back. Not a surprise. Don't have to talk about that. Mickie James is in the Royal Rumble and was announced as the champion she is. AJ, thoughts?
I was about to say, I guess this is on me, since it's an impact thing. So Blaz has to go over this. Yeah, apparently, and I'm pretty sure Pat McAfee even said it too, where he said the Impact Knockouts champion, Mickie James, is going to be in the Royal Rumble. Which I don't know, since as of this recording, Andrew will probably be doing Hard to Kill, the pay-per-view that Impact has tonight, later on. But yeah. She has an Impact Knockouts championship match right now. And I don't know if that speculation of she can bring the title to WWE, if she's going to lose the title to Deonna Purrazzo, who knows? But this is definitely interesting that they actually referenced Impact Wrestling.
So here's the text message thread between Greg and I.
Oh, God.
When I was watching, I think this is from Friday.
Ooh, here we go.
Also, apparently, they announced Mickie James as the Impact Wrestling Knockouts champion. That was Greg. I said, probably. I'm listening to music and watching SmackDown at the same time, so I didn't hear. He goes, on Twitter, they said it was recognized. Take that, Forbidden Door, Tony Khan. That was Greg. I said, it just proves not only is WWE so far past everyone else, they know it. Greg, Mickie is likely losing that title tomorrow anyway. Me, I think it's making good on the garbage bag situation story.
And it's making good on the garbage bag situation story, but it's also WWE stunting on everybody, letting everybody know that they're light years ahead of anything else that's going on in this industry, you know?
Yeah, I mean, who cares? It's still good for Impact. It's good for Impact. Like they get to use this, and this is, and they will use it. Greg and I actually texted about it a little bit today because I was like, do they stunt book this Knockouts title match then and have Mickie retain and do the stupid Impact thing where she loses it after the Rumble so that she's still that champion going in?
Why would they're smart? That's what they would do.
Yeah, why wouldn't you want her to show up to?
Oh, I agree.
They're having the Rumble with the belt in her bag.
I went to ask Greg
in the trash bag.
She could put the trash bag. That would be a boss move for Mickie James to show up with a trash bag of gear to
Royal. That would be something.
Thank you.
And whoever wins the Royal Rumble can go for the Impact Champion and Knockouts title. Go for it.
Now we're gonna move on. We're gonna go back to the card. We're gonna keep going because we got stuff.
I will say one last thing though for this.
You will say
Columbo.
Because Impact has done this before where they have a thing with WWE. So Tony, I'm going to steal something from you because this came up into my head.
I probably stole it from Steve Allen.
Since WWE and Impact have done this before, does this mean that there might be a little thing where Impact lets their Knockouts champion be in the Royal Rumble, but WWE has to like let someone appear for one day and AJ Styles goes into the Impact Hall of Fame?
I don't think Vince would give a flying fuck if AJ Styles went in Impact.
Nobody cares.
But I disagree.
In a serious way, WWE don't owe nobody anything. The owing would be Impact owes WWE something for letting Mickie come on the show.
Well, the only reason why I'm saying that is because Cage showed up. Christian Cage, when he was still in WWE, showed up on a Slammiversary for the top Slammiversary moments. Flair was still an Impact.
I think there's plenty of time for getting inducted into the Impact Hall of Fame.
I'm just throwing an idea out there.
I don't think it's a terrible thought. I think that it's funny because if you look on Twitter, like fucking Cedric Alexander was texting or tweeting about a Forbidden Door today. So it's the WWE's letting that speculation go, which is again great for Impact. And makes WWE look less like a dick. Like that's what it does.
Do you want to jump in here, Dan?
Nope.
did you have anything on Miz and Maryse and Edge and Beth Phoenix? I think we missed you there.
No, other than just we speculated that, you know, before the pay-per-view started nailed it. So we thought it might be more towards a WrestleMania thing, but it looks like they're going to do it at the Rumble. So that's cool. And I still think that's just it's the right way for that story to go, at least. So, you know, sure. Absolutely awesome. You know, excited for that. So,
that's all right. I'm going to fast track a little bit of the day one conversation to get to a certain point. Drew McIntyre defeated Madcap Moss. Madcap can wrestle. I don't know about the gimmick. I think they're trying to get somewhere where Happy Corbin ends up challenging for a title somewhere. I don't know. Vince probably loves that idea. I know he loves Corbin. McIntyre, he's got a neck injury. He looks like he's going to be out for an extended period of time. RK-Bro has a solid match against the Street Profits. We'll get into RK-Bro. The Usos and the New Day have another banger of a match. Just an excellent, excellent match. I don't know that there's much else to say really about that. We'll get into a little bit more of the Usos retaining because they also had a follow-up match on SmackDown this week. But gentlemen, I thought the Fatal 5-Way match was really fucking good. Like, I enjoyed the match, and I thought, and I think, instead of just coming on here and saying really good, I say really fucking good because I thought the ending was awesome, right? And I heard Jamie Noble produce that match, I believe, because they actually put out a list of the producers for each of the matches. So that's something to kind of look at, you know, if you want to see, hey, who's kind of helping put together these matches and which ones are you enjoying? Maybe someone's style you like better. Maybe someone mixes it up more or not. Maybe someone's really predictable, but Chris, we'll start with you and go around the horn. You were there. What did you think of the audible give Brock Lesnar? I mean, was it? It had to have been an audible, right? I mean, who knows where they were trying to go. We'll get to that. But did you enjoy that match as much as I say I did watching it on TV live?
Oh, hell yeah, Tony. Like, as I alluded to earlier, man, this was a one-show match, and this was the match. It didn't overstay its welcome. I don't even think it went 10 minutes. It was wham, bam, thank you, ma'am. And it was in and out. You know what I mean? And they couldn't have booked it more perfectly. And I mean, this is wrestling 101. You know, card subject to change. But when the card is subject to change, typically the melon farmer that gets inserted into the match, they end up winning because it adds to the illusion that anything could happen. So I expected Brock to win this, and the way that they did it was absolutely perfect. You had to have Big E take the fall, so now Big E can't gripe. And it sucks. And I know, you know, the internets, the interwebs, they're a little upset about, you know, how Big E's title reign won. But from a storytelling aspect, you had to have that because clearly they were moving on to Lashley and Brock, which is the match that we've all wanted. Well, I can't say all. I know I've been looking for it. I mean, they're literally the same person. So I've been looking forward to that. And Lashley looked strong as hell in this match against Brock. Like, he took it to Brock. So I'm looking forward to that match that they're going to have at the Royal Rumble. But all in all, man, this was a hell of a match in a Fatal 5-Way. It delivered, and it made the show for me personally. It really did.
It's funny you say what you said because, oh, man,
We have this argument all the time, Tony. I keep telling you that Brock and Bobby Lashley are literally the same person, except for one obvious difference. And you and I always have
hair,
this.
Yeah. The hair.
Yeah, that's it. one's facial hair and beard looks like an onion, and the other one looks like a orange.
So Patrick, you're the other person. We'll see. I'm gonna save the Road to WrestleMania talk because we got a few good points on Raw and SmackDown that we're gonna get to, kind of lightning round that a little bit. But Patrick, we'll give you last thought here on the pay per view because you're the only other person here that watched it. What did you think of the match when you watched it? Did you enjoy it as much? It was 8 minutes 20 seconds, Chris. So it was kind of like a heavyweight boxing match, three rounds. Boom, boom.
Right.
Boom. Real quick, I apologize, Patrick. Man, I just want to say coming out of I don't. Thank you, fuck you, bye. But no, just real quick, man, I just want to say this, and I'm going to mute my mic again. But the way that everything played out, it led to – I had to tune in to Monday Night Raw the next night to see what was happening and what was going on. So it led to – I mean, we're probably going to get back to where we always were going to be for WrestleMania, but this little slight detour out of necessitation, it added to the excitement. It was something different. Yeah, I know, Tony. But it was something different, and it re-sparked my energy because I hadn't looked forward to Raw in months, but I was looking forward to seeing what they were going to do on Raw. So it worked out well. I'm going to mute now. Please, Patrick, go right ahead, Odenkirk.
Just making sure. Okay, he's really muted. I can see the little red line through the microphone. All right. Yeah, it's a true compliment to whoever booked that match and put it together in the short amount of time that they did to tell an effective story that then led to something else. And this is something that I was impressed with. And you, and the finish in particular, and everybody's talked about the finish. You got Lesnar F5 and everybody, and then Bobby spears him and takes him out and has the opportunity to win that match. Big E, you know, hits the beginning and then goes for the beginning, and Lesnar gets the F5. And so it effectively keeps keeps Big E's heat. It gives Bobby the reason to go after Lesnar. And it just all works. It all fit in really, really well and puts together a finish that, yeah, makes you want to then tune into Raw the next week or the next day and figure out what's going to happen, or SmackDown that Friday. So as I saw somebody on the internet say, we could watch the best love triangle in all of wrestling come to fruition on television. So
there you have it, folks. Day one from WWE. I hope they have this pay-per-view every year. I don't know if they will, just considering it happened on a Saturday. So we'll see what happened. I thought it was excellent. I give.
Can I advocate for Saturday events as the answer and not Sunday?
I think we did last week as well.
This show's been doing that for 7 years, Patrick. So yes, indeedy doodle doos. We get what you want for the Royal Rumble. So there you go.
Monday Love Royal it. Rumble.
Get the Super Bowl in there as well, and we'll be good to go. All right, folks.
Yes. The rest of us have jobs, Adam. We can't do a Monday Royal Rumble, sir.
Tuesday.
So we're going to take a quick break. We're going to come back, hit a few notes on the road to WrestleMania from this week on Raw and SmackDown. Special guest Patrick O'Dowd is with us. We got the whole crew, Christopher Platt, AJ Balazs, the scientist DPP, and yours truly. Before we head to commercial, head on over to ProWrestlingTees.com/thechairshot. Pick yourself up a chair shot t-shirt. Make yourself look more aesthetically pleasing. Squeeze me. Get it in soft style. Do your epidermis a favor. Makes a great gift as well. I guarantee it. That's ProWrestlingTees.com/thechairshot. We'll return. It's episode 306 of the DWI podcast, right here on Chairshot Radio Network. Go ahead, Chris. I know you got something you really want to say.
Do I see grays on the side of that cranium, sir?
Who, me?
Yeah.
Oh, for sure. Been working with you for how many years now?
Save big on brunch for mom, all in the Kroger app. Get 16-ounce packs of flavorful Angus 90% lean ground sirloin for $4.99 each with a digital coupon. Then buy two, get two free on 12 packs of delicious Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
This is your boy, Kenny Killer, telling you to make sure you check out thechairshot.com, bringing you breaking news, interviews, podcasts galore, everything pro wrestling. Make sure you check it out, thechairshot.com.
All right, we're back, DWI podcast. Raw. I got a few things written down. I want to start with where we left the conversation off with, though, and that's Brock Lesnar versus Bobby Lashley. And you know what? I'm going to kind of include all these points in because I had a whole bunch of stuff going on. And let's just start with the world titles. We can just start there, right? Because it looks like Brock still wants to face Roman. Roman came back on Friday. Brock is back with Paul Heyman. That's huge, right? So now we kind of have that storyline going. Does Paul switch? Is that how he loses the title? Does someone from the bloodline cost Brock the title? Because it looks like Bobby Lashley is going to get that title. It looks like we're going to get Big E chasing again. And that's exactly what I predicted on this very show the last few weeks, is that I told you one way or the other, Big E is losing that title at day one. I thought it was the Seth Rollins because I said Big E is better chasing, and he still needs to get his WrestleMania moment where he wins the title at WrestleMania. And that's what's going to happen to the Raw Championship. DP?
Well, I had a couple of thoughts on that, because it seemed like, did they almost tease with this? Are they almost teasing a unification? You know, potential unification.
But Greg already yelled at me that Fox wouldn't want it.
It'll never have it happen, I know. But that's my ultimate hope, would that we will be that. I know it's probably never going to happen. That's, so I'll go with...
So where are...
I'll go with option two.
You look like you're from out of town. I am. I've traveled long distances. Oh, yeah? What you looking for? I'm looking for the resting place of DPP and PC Tunny. Oh, yeah, they're over there on that hill. What's that hill called? It's called the World Unification Title Hill.
I've tried for a long time.
And clearly you have died upon it.
Ding, ding, ding.
Look at your glasses half full.
So, I will go with option two on that, because I'm looking forward. I thought Lesnar and Lashley would end up being, you know, it seemed like that would be the WrestleMania match that everybody would want to see. I'm fine with seeing it at the Royal Rumble. Absolutely no problem with that. I think it's going to be an awesome match. What I would love to see is, you guys talked about it, you know, Big E still has his heat. Patrick, you're mentioning, you know, with the way that match ended, Big E still has his heat, still has a reason to go after the title. Lashley still has his. He's getting his match. Big E seems to need his rematch. I will predict. I would love to see Lesnar continues to hold that title. A heel Big E wins the Royal Rumble and goes on to wrestle Lesnar at WrestleMania. And we get Lesnar Big E as a Big E as a heel going into WrestleMania.
So you don't think we can still get Lesnar and Roman at WrestleMania, even though we're getting it at the Rumble?
I don't think we're...
Or no.
Oh, Lesnar and Lashley? No. I think that's done. I think that's it. That'll be it. I didn't get my Paul Heyman in a shark cage match, so I'm not happy. And I think they called the audible here and went on a... Yeah, Lesnar and Roman Reigns with Paul Heyman in the shark cage for his rights. Contract on a pole match, whatever you want to call it.
At WrestleMania?
No, on the road to WrestleMania, I thought that was going to happen. But
Roman and Brock?
I thought that was going to happen until this whole thing got changed around. I called that.
Okay. Is it Roman and Brock in a tables match because the head of the table?
No, it's just Roman Reigns versus Lesnar at WrestleMania. Paul Heyman, special guest referee.
Yeah, I agree. I would love to have a unification match at WrestleMania.
His ass fucking wobbling around the ring trying to fucking get down for a three count.
That's hilarious. But yeah, I would love to see a unification match. I just don't think they're going to have the testicular fortitude. Yeah. Thank you for interrupting me while I was talking. But
anytime,
I don't think...
man. Anytime, Chris. Okay,
what we do here on the show.
I know. But I don't think they'll have the testicular to combine the belts. Oh, thanks. Thanks.
Yes, for that.
You know, I think somehow, some way, I think Lashley leaves Rumble with that title, whether it's the Bloodline interfering or Paul Heyman flipping and showing his true allegiance. I think that's where we're going. We're obviously, we can't get Dwayne. The other biggest match you could possibly have is Brock versus Roman. So that's going to be our WrestleMania main event. Now, as far as the Raw side, I think Almost is going to win the Rumble. And it's going to be Almost versus Bobby Lashley for that title at WrestleMania.
Oh, yeah. No.
Yeah.
Okay.
I think that's
dreadful.
I agree, but I think that's dreadful. Where we going. But go ahead and get in here, man.
Why can't Big Seth E Rollins is winning the Royal Rumble. Like, what are y'all talking about?
Oh, I don't know which one I hate more.
Almost is winning the Rumble, man. He's going to eliminate Johnny Knoxville as the last elimination.
Big E will win the Royal Rumble.
No, Almost is winning the Rumble, y'all. And it's going to be Almost and Lashley.
Why do you keep calling him Almost? Yeah,
he's almost a good wrestler. He just ain't there yet.
He's just really tall.
Patrick, because he doesn't know, but he's only going to almost win the Royal Rumble.
There you go. He'll be in the final four, I bet. Maybe the final eight.
He'll be in there. He'll be in there with a couple people, and then they're going to have a group of guys to take him out to make that story of, they needed 15 guys to get him out of the Rumble.
Well, you know? Right, but he's also not so immobile. He's not the Great Khali bad. He's not the Giant Gonzalez bad. No, he's not.
He is, though.
He's still got his
knees.
He can move around.
Yeah.
Like, he can move.
He can.
Like, for a giant human being, like, he can move much better than Khali or Gonzalez ever did.
He's not athletic. He's almost athletic.
That's what I'm saying, Pat. Like, this dude, he played college basketball. So if he had a modicum I know I didn't say that word right. If he had a modicum of athleticism, i.e. if he could walk and chew bubble gum simultaneously, he'd be in the league.
I gave up. Just for that reason.
So anyway, he should team up. He should team up with Nikki Cross, and he can be almost a superhero.
You know how much time I had to spend sitting still chewing my bubble gum?
6.5 minutes, probably.
Absolutely dreadful. Oh my gosh.
Which one was worse, the underrated and R-rated, or the almost the superhero?
I didn't have a chance to chew it when I was walking.
I don't see what everybody says. Like, you know, I bow to the expertise of Kevin Nash and The Undertaker and Vince McMahon. They clearly know this business way more than I do for obvious reasons. I just don't see it. But I think they're going to push him to the moon, and I think that's the Mania match. Pat, please continue, man. I apologize. I'm muting now.
It's not going to happen. Like, there's just not, like, no. Like, there's just no. I don't even, there's too many other.
That was good enough. You don't have to say
right. Like, just no. Anyway, Tony, you had an agenda at the start of the show, and it's blown up. How you doing? Okay.
Oh, don't worry about me. You guys are doing exactly what I wanted you to do. You're all good.
Okay, because I almost gave up on a phone call.
Oh. Pop. Dance, but it's dance.
See, you don't get those kind of quips without just letting people go for a little while. So this is a very free form show. I just decided to be prepared today. Okay, let's get to the tertiary titles. Let's get to the United States Championship, and let's get to the Intercontinental Championship. Okay, I want to start on Raw. Damian Priest retains over Dolph Ziggler this week. I thought it was a pretty darn good match. I like Damian Priest in the ring. Quick around the horn, lightning roundish, kind of, you know, 20, 30 seconds each. Ceiling for Damian Priest? Does he hold the title to WrestleMania? What kind of match would you like to see him have at WrestleMania? DP, start with you.
I feel like he's going to hold the title to WrestleMania just because they, at this point, they don't really have much else for him, honestly. I feel like he's going to be the one that's going to be, like, get a big showing at Royal Rumble. You know, he's going to get his moment in the Royal Rumble or something because they love him. It seems like they want to shoot him to the moon too, but they're just not ready to pull the trigger yet, you know? So this whole, like, I snap thing, like Ken Shamrock almost or whatever, fine, you know, great. That almost seems like they're trying to turn him heel kind of thing. I just, at this point, they don't seem to have much else for him. I think he'll hold the title to WrestleMania, maybe lose it there and go on some kind of turn or some kind of push right after that and get his opportunity. I see him definitely as a some kind of world champion, whether it's Raw or SmackDown. I could see him winning the title somewhere down the line. Certainly not yet, but maybe in the summer or whatever, at least getting some opportunities there to have that happen. So that's my opinion on Priest. Back to
AJ.
You.
Now to AJ Blaz being a bitch. AJ? It's a Family Guy thing. I love
yeah,
you.
I
Thank
know,
you, AJ. Moving on.
No, I think Priest, if you actually get Priest right and you do the story right, he can go as world champion. He's got the look. He's got the attitude. He can. I've seen him play Punishment Martinez before in ROH. He can do whatever the hell he can. He's that damn good. He can be a world champion. You just got to make it right.
Patrick?
This is the WWE, so he will hold on to his United States Championship until the WrestleMania, where he will participate in the Andre the Giant Memorial Battle Royal. And
I don't think you said it right.
But the Andre the Giant Memorial
Battle. Nope.
It's Andre the Royal Giant Memorial Battle Rumble.
Right. Well, he'll be the last guy eliminated in that.
Are they still doing that?
I don't even know.
They did it on SmackDown last week.
That's what it was.
No, they didn't do it on SmackDown. They did it on WrestleMania SmackDown.
Right.
Because they also had.
Shut up.
Like WrestleMania was fucking. WrestleMania was four nights over 2 months last year. It was fucking. WrestleMania, SmackDown, Night 1, Night 2, and WrestleMania Backlash. Those are four WrestleManias in 1 year.
Yeah, I had to cover three out of four of them. Thank God I didn't cover the SmackDown one.
Platypus, what are your thoughts to round out the conversation here?
Ceiling? Yeah, world champion. World or universal champion. I mean, he's a grown-ass man. He looks like a grown-ass man. He talks like a grown-ass man. He has bass in his voice. He has size. I think sometimes we forget that this is simulated combat and he looks like he could beat somebody's ass. You know what I mean? Plus, WWE has been desperate for a Latino superstar for years, even though they have Rey Mysterio on the payroll, but that's neither here nor there. He checks all the boxes. He really does.
Just a friendly reminder that being a world champion in the WWE is actually not that high of a ceiling. Jack Swagger once won a world title.
Not wrong.
Winning one title is like winning an Intercontinental title in the 80s. I'm dead serious.
That's a pretty fair assessment. Right.
Valentine won an Intercontinental title in the 80s too.
We don't acknowledge that on this show, sir.
Go take your damn drink.
All right.
I wasn't going to bring that up on the show. I took care of that before the program began.
Dan was going to. That's the part.
Okay. All right. This is a yes or no. This is a either or, I guess. A, B, or C, provide your own answer. A, do Randy Orton and Riddle defend their tag team championships all the way and at WrestleMania? Or do Riddle and Randy Orton end up facing each other at WrestleMania? Or C, do you have another scenario of your own? And if you do, just give me a quick synopsis. Patrick O'Dowd.
I think it's option B. I think that they actually have held on to RK-Bro longer than they intended to because it's been so popular.
Yeah,
but I think you gotta break them up. It's the WWE odd couple tag team formula. So that's what I think.
Platt?
Yeah, I think it's or. As opposed to either. I think that's the WrestleMania match. Yes.
AJ?
Yeah, I'm going to go with the crowd here. That's going to be a match, and we're going to probably see what Dan wants to see at Mania.
What do I want to see?
Almost versus Oprah Winfrey?
Stop it. No. Or is it Platt that wants it?
It's PC Tunney. It's PC Tunney that is called.
What did I do?
It's PC Tunney that's been calling this all along. Is Randy Orton versus a heel,
bro,
at WrestleMania.
Yeah. Thanks, Dan. Let's kick it right back to you. Last subject here, Raw and SmackDown topics. Becky Lynch and Charlotte are the champions on each of their brands. I don't see a major match for either of them moving at WrestleMania unless you got Sasha and Bayley back at some point or Ronda Rousey. Honestly, the only person that I really believe in right now is Doudrop. That's not going to be happening fast track that quickly. Charlotte's wrestling and announced herself in the Royal Rumble. Do you want to see, yes or no, Becky versus Charlotte? And obviously, DP and I, soon to be laid to rest in eternity on that hill over there, would love to see it happen. AJ, would you like to see the... Because Fox could give a shit, probably, if the WWE combines the women's titles, right? AJ, would you like to see the women's titles unified?
Yes, and also to specify in your Sasha Banks speculation, she's out for 6 to 8 weeks with a foot injury.
Well, you know what?
Yep.
Everybody steps on a fucking Foreman grill when they get up in the morning once in a while. Put some bubble wrap on it. You'll be next.
She's also welcome to come down here and convalesce at the Cranbrook compound. Oh, yeah.
She got injured in the house. Here we go. Right?
She can shack up with fucking Jameis Winston while she's down there.
As I try to ask a real question, she got hurt at like a house show, right? Is that what I mean?
I think so. Yes.
That's unfortunate.
AJ, you were saying, yes, you would like to see this. No, you wouldn't.
I would like to see it because it looks like they have absolutely no challengers for either person. Just make it one title. Just make life easier. Just condense the roster with one women's division. You don't need to make it two, because that's what we have tag titles for as well, that you underutilize until you remember you have them. just one whole unified division.
Patrick?
No, it's just, it's not going to happen, guys. I'm sorry. It's not. It's the same argument for...
Question whether or not it's going to happen. Would you like to see it happen?
Not particularly.
All right, Chris.
I'm actually kind of tired of them facing each other. Sorry.
No, I'm just fucking with you. Go ahead. Finish your thought.
No, I get that there's nobody better for them to face, but I'm also tired of seeing them face each other. And frankly, I am still a little angry at how poorly they built Rhea Ripley, but that's just me.
No, me as well.
Christopher, let's wrap this up.
That's three of us. Yes. I too am, insulted about how they built the delicious Rhea Ripley, but that's neither here nor there. I don't think that we're going there in WrestleMania, man. I think that we're still going to get Sasha and Charlotte at WrestleMania, and Sasha finally gets her first win at WrestleMania, because I mean, she's going to be out 6 to 8 weeks. WrestleMania is in April. On the other side of the coin, if you want to salvage anything that you might possibly have with Bianca Belair, she got to get her win back at WrestleMania versus Becky, and I think that's where they go.
It's possibly, and if then that happens, then Chris will come back and say everything is okay in the world of Bianca Belair. I missed touching on the Intercontinental title, much like WWE has missed, you know, touching on any storylines worth a damn for the Intercontinental title lately. Shinsuke,
he's had that title since April 12th of 1994. Yeah, I mean, and hasn't defended it yet.
That's not true, because I just watched Razor Ramon defend the title against Double J at the Royal Rumble.
Yeah, awesome. Choke on that, slap nut.
Okay, April 12th, 1995. Yeah. Blow me. You still get the sentiment, okay?
Fine, it was Patrick, Brett versus like Sean somewhere down the line. God damn! Patrick,
you have potty mouth comments about the Intercontinental title as well?
I don't have.
Would you like to say fart or boobs or damn or something?
What the
I expect that type of language at Denny's, but not here.
Fucking
I'll be the Flanders of this podcast. That's fine.
Oakley Doakley, folks. Well, you're listening to DWI podcast number 306. We'll be right back after a message from one of our sponsors.
Promotional consideration paid for by the following.
Hey folks, PC Tony here. Thanks to our new partnership with Angry Lemonade, you can save 10% on physical products and digital commissions using the promo code CHAIRSHOT. Head to angrylemonade.net to check out their amazing catalog of products and services. Use the promo code CHAIRSHOT to save 10%. That's angrylemonade.net.
TheChairShot.com. Always use your head.
So new me and Tony, the only thing new with you is that can of beer, right? There we go. Phenomenal funky facts. We all love it. We all like being here.
I don't know about that, dude.
Yeah, I mean, we here, not necessarily we like it. We just
think about enjoying it.
We like it if Tony loses. Let's
even
be real.
Our guest, even our guest doesn't want to be here.
Well, glad to see the live studio audience made it.
Yeah, they do.
They don't.
What? They're not that difficult.
Both our viewers must be thrilled.
Two of them.
Fuck. All right. So, Pat, I'll let you decide then, since I think this is your first phenomenal funky facts.
They had a lamentation of the women.
Does anybody say phenomenal funky facts? You feel like Marky Mark in the Funky Bunch? Does anybody else draw that correlation?
Oh, no, without a doubt, I do, yes.
Okay, cool.
All the time. Anyway.
Such a good vibration.
Pat, door number one, two, or three?
We'll do door number...
Hold on, DP. Go ahead, Patrick.
Two.
All right, we're going to play a quick game of whose is better. Go ahead, DP. Oh, trump card.
Oh, God. And here, oh, I thought you were going to actually play Good Vibrations for like a split second.
I was hoping, AJ. I was hoping.
All right.
Feel it.
What'd you say again, Pat?
Door number two, please.
Numero dos, so Dan doesn't get his deuce.
Yeah, don't pick me for the next ones. So.
Here.
What finishing move?
Sound like car shield.
Pile driver.
Has never been kicked out of in WWE history. What finishing move has never been kicked out of in WWE history?
I have it now, but go ahead.
Oh, fine.
And we did talk about this person a little bit.
I got it. I know it. I guarantee I know it. So I'm going to talk my shit while this Jeopardy music is playing in the background. I know what this is. I got this point. I guarantee it. If I don't have this point, I will leave this podcast. I will literally walk off this fucking podcast and never return, sir.
What finishing move has never been kicked out of?
In WWE history.
Are we ready?
No.
Okay. I'm ready. I'm ready.
I hope this isn't a finish.
I know I have this. I know I have this.
All right.
Wait.
No. Dan says 619. No, Tony, you're done, sir. The music has stopped playing. Put your goddamn cards on the goddamn table.
Whose game is
this? Okay, you're done.
Easel's Jack
Powerbomb. Pat, do you have anything?
No, I don't.
Yeah, it's fucking fine now. Well, Platt's out, too, because we can't read his shit.
Background.
Okay, hold on.
Nope, it's over. Nope, that's it.
No, it's not over.
You get nothing.
I drive a Dodge Stratus!
No.
I drive a Dodge Stratus! I'm the greatest man in the world!
I have this. I'm about to fix my background. Yo, can all blow me right now, because I'm about to fix my background.
I don't know about that, dude.
I don't know about that.
No, I don't want y'all to blow me either. It was a euphemism.
Come on. Show it.
And Platt says...
Penis.
The end of days. Ever since Baron Corbin debuted, no one has ever kicked out of the end of days.
Stupid. Huh. Sucks.
I mean, it's apropos with the name of the... The name of the finisher, it's the end of days.
Ugh. This is stupid. You're texting Platt the fucking answers, so I don't
I
win.
I definitely am. I definitely am.
I know it. I don't even remember how I know it. I just knew.
That's like pulling Kyle Petty out of your ass. There's no way.
Have we met? I am a pit for useless information. Have we met? Give me the Jeopardy.
Well, one or three. Years.
Hello, Pat.
What are three, Tony?
Oh. One. I feel bad, but it's Patrick, so I don't. I would feel bad, but it's you, Pat, so I don't.
All right. Closest. It's not close without going over because we screwed with that rule too many times.
24.
How many IWGP World Heavyweight Champions have there been?
Oh, a lot.
Yeah, I'm not going to. I'm going to.
Not Reigns. Not Reigns.
No. How many IWGP World Heavyweight Champions have there been?
Not title.
Not Reigns.
Okay.
Follow my words. Listen to what I said. Because everyone's going to think this is a damn trick question, and it's not because you didn't listen.
Any Japan questions, a trick question for me. Unless it's Tanahashi, Okada, or Nakamura. So I got three. Is it three?
Yeah.
It's got to be three.
Patrick is already throwing out the fucking line now.
Just write a number down. That's
it's
what
just
I
a number.
I did. I wrote a number down. I just know it's the wrong number.
I got this all already.
All right.
I'm sticking with my 24.
Dan says 24. Platt says 16. Patrick says I can't.
You
got
to move it. Move it a little to your
little more,
left. To your
closer.
Left. There you go.
18. Tunny, what do you
on
say?
Your left. Patrick, 22. On your bet.
Who was the closest number? Who was the lowest number again?
Damn it.
Me.
Now, when I said listen to my words, the old title was called the IWGP Heavyweight Championship. The new one is called the World. It's 4.
I thought there was going to be a trick question.
How many were there before? How many were the old one?
The new one.
How many were there in the old one?
The old one was about 73.
I win.
Okay.
Stop it.
I was closest. I was closest. I said 16. That's why
I said world heavyweight.
16
points on the. Is there multiple points?
16 no. Number of.
Choices. No, Tony. There's not multiple points. Shut the fuck up. Go get your Just for Mayor men that's sitting on your doorstep from Amazon and worry about them side hairs. You're looking very Paul Heyman-ish right now, sir.
Platt selecting 16 ID. Guessing 16 for his IWGP heavyweight champions because that's the same age he likes his women.
What? Fuck out of here, man. I didn't even.
No, door. Okay, door number 16.
You yelling at my boy PC, I'll give you something to yell about.
you the fans. You going to give me something to go to jail about. What the fuck is wrong with you, man?
what do we got left?
Hansen out of here. God damn.
What the fuck?
What's your baby boy's name to be, Jerry Lee Lewis?
Oh, man. Dude.
Tony, I just want you.
All right, fuck it. Tony, you get a point just for that.
It's not over. It's got a question.
It's over.
No, you got a question.
Fine.
People can actually get a point on this one. It's a false question.
I could go to a tie then, right?
You could go to a tie because goddamn, that was good. That was a good Jerry Lee Lewis reference.
Boom.
Oh, all right. True or false?
True.
False. Money in the Bank has never been cashed in on the Universal Championship. Has never been cashed in on the Universal
Shut up! Adam.
Jesus. Jerry Lee Lewis.
No. Goodness gracious. Great Balls of Fire. No.
Great pay-per-view.
That's what you get. Fuck them young bitches. You get Great Balls of Fire. You know what I mean?
Music stop.
Probably.
AJ's like, can I go home?
The sad thing is I already am. Can I go to the bar?
I really hope Platt said fuck if I know. Or Patrick said, damn it.
Platt says true. Patrick says false. Dan says false. Tony?
Work with me here. I say...
If you say fucking Fruce.
I say false or true.
Get myself the fuck out of here.
What in the hell is happening?
Oh, it's true! It's damn true!
Actually, it's false. Money in the Bank has been cashed in twice on the Universal title. Braun Strowman did it against Roman in the Hell in a Cell.
Come on, guys.
Didn't win.
And I'm pretty sure Lesnar did it, too, when he was Boombox Lesnar.
No, I don't know. You just saying shit, man. You don't even know. I'm pretty sure Brock did it when he was.
It still happened. It still falls.
It happened one time.
It still happened
once. No. That no. The fact he said, I'm pretty sure.
Roman did it. You got a tiebreaker?
Roman definitely did because he announced that.
It totally negates everything he says. He is. An unreliable narrator, ladies and gentlemen.
I got the point. We're tied now. We need a tiebreaker.
No, you didn't get a point. Nobody wants you to have a point. You never have a point.
I had 2 points.
No, you didn't.
This is between Tony and Platt then.
The widow peak at the top of your head. And the other point is that big toe that you need to cut. Get rid of that. Go get a pedicure.
What? Bro, oh my God. My fingernails and toenails and hands and feet are so well taken care of. Kiss my ass. Go ahead, AJ.
That's not well taken question. Care of, by the way.
Someone answer. Why do you know that? Wait, no, Dan, no. Joe, in the corner.
That is a disgusting act.
He better get it taken care of tonight. Not that there's anything wrong with that.
I mean, there isn't.
But, question, so we can get this show over with.
Question. Who is the latest WWE Grand Slam champion?
Oh, fuck you, AJ.
All right, Platt got it because it's AJ.
Wait, what? What? I knew that answer, but that's bullshit.
That's hilarious.
DP, was it you and I who were playing Family Feud on the Super Nintendo when we answered one of the questions, the things you can find in your bathroom, and we were so frustrated with this game, I typed in, Ray Comb is a dumbass, and they said, survey said, ding, comb. Last comb.
Last call.
Ah, what do you mean? What do I mean? It's last call, gentlemen. And everybody here is a big NFL football fan. Let's just go ahead as we have. I have just watched as we record, the Kansas City Chiefs did, in fact, beat the Denver Broncos. Who knows what that's going to mean for their seeding, because the seeding in the AFC is really up for grabs. But I just want to do a quick around the horn. What is everybody thinking? Give me AFC, NFC. Matchups and Super Bowl predictions here. I can go first. I'll let you give you guys a second to think. Obviously, we don't know the seeding, so it's hard to really pick like who could or couldn't face somebody. But I do like the Chiefs, and I do like them to face the Titans. I think they're the two best teams. They have been all year. They both, you know, struggled with getting going in the Chiefs and losing Derrick Henry in the Titans. But the Titans have done a good job of winning 5 out of 8 games without Derrick Henry so far. Get him back for the playoffs. We'll see what happens. On the other side, I think it's definitely Green Bay. And to be honest with you, I think it ends up being Dallas or Philly. I talked about this with the Wirtz brothers on Three Man Weave this week. It was a pleasure to have them on the show. I just think those are the two teams that are a little bit different, that provide a little bit bigger threat to Green Bay. I think Philly looks really good right now. We'll see how they do tonight against Dallas. But that's my prediction there. I think Packers, we're going to get the State Farm Bowl this year, Packers Chiefs. And obviously, you know who I'm rooting for in that game. DP, I'm guessing your Super Bowl is at least half the same as mine, and NFC Championship as well. What do you got the rest of it?
Yeah, pretty much the same almost there. You know, obviously the Buccaneers with the Brady and everything are going to be a threat no matter what. So that's the one I'm really interested in. Their defense is kind of, it seems like their defense has struggled a little bit recently. So I'm getting a little scared, you know, for them at that point. But Green Bay, obviously I'm biased on that, you know, so, and I think they obviously look really good if they get Jaire Alexander back and Bakhtiari back on their offensive line as well. If they can sink in, you know, going into the playoffs and still play really well, that's going to be a scary team. Dallas, I think, is going to be the one in the NFC Championship with Green Bay as well, just because their defense has just been playing so amazing this year. Their offense is what's going to, you know, trip them up, I think, just because their offense seems to be up and down. So for me, it's Green Bay and Dallas in the NFC. The AFC is just, as usual, scary wide open. There's just so many, like, dangerous teams, I guess. You know, if Indianapolis gets in with the way Jonathan Taylor's running the ball, like, they could be a dangerous team, really, you know, to kind of surprise people, you know, one of those wild card surprise teams that gets in. Buffalo has been great, but they've been really up and down too. I really like them going into the start of the season to be the team in the AFC, but, you know, not too sure there. Honestly, KFC
The Colonel.
The Colonel of the Chiefs. The Colonel Chiefs.
It's the Colonels versus Popeyes, which is in New Orleans. That's the Super Bowl, right?
Oh, boy. Wow. I'm done. Cash me in. The Kansas City Chiefs are just, they're starting to get their rhythm, I think, here at the end. The defense is starting to play really well. I do really like them being in the AFC Championship game for sure. And I'm on board with Tennessee, man. I mean, they are just killing it. And without Derrick Henry, still running the ball really well. And they are just playing great. And if Derrick Henry can come back and that, you know, with Foreman and Henry, if they can run the ball, like, that is the way you win in playoffs, is defense and running the ball. And they can do it. And I honestly, I'm going to pick them to be in the Super Bowl. Like, I like Kansas City, but I'm going to go a wild card and say Tennessee is going to get into the Super Bowl, and it's going to be Green Bay and Tennessee in the Super Bowl. And obviously, like PC said, you know who I'm rooting for there and who I'm going to pick there. So I obviously the bias there, but I like Tennessee as kind of the sense surprise team a little bit.
Tennessee.
Tennessee.
Lord, allow me to drink some more.
Go ahead, Platt.
It's funny, man, because every single football team this season is fundamentally flawed. And I'm not going to pick the conference title games because we don't know, because I think seeding is going to play a big part in that, and matchups are going to play a big part in that. I think the best team going into the playoffs right now is Green Bay. But the problem is, y'all do this shit every year. Y'all go 12-4 or 13-3 every fucking year, and then you jerk it off either in the divisional round or the conference final. Yeah.
There's a lot of them that are jerking off in like week 3, week 4, every week. You know, I bet you a lot of them check all fucking 20 boxes.
I mean, to be fair, I've been jerking off from week 1 through week 18, but that's neither here nor there. But no, the thing is, man, your defense is kind of sus. I feel like that, you know, there's teams that can move the ball against that defense, sustain drives on that defense, and keep Aaron off the field. You know what I mean? Gun to my head right now, without knowing the seedings or the matchups, I'm going to say Kansas City and the Rams.
AJ?
Well, I'm going to go with the AFC side. Obviously, the Chiefs are looking red hot. They got everything clicking. But let's also not forget, and I'm not trying to piss off Platt when I'm saying this, there's another red hot team right now that is young, that is hungry for a win. And
you going to say the Bengals?
The KFC Colonels?
Fuck out of here.
I think the Bengals will be the representative for the AFC in the Super Bowl. They're going to actually somehow pull it out against the Chiefs again in the conference. And for the NFC representative, I'm going to say the Rams. Yeah, I know. I'm wearing a Bucs jersey. I'm saying the Rams because this Antonio Brown bullshit that I've seen everyone say and all that bullcrap. Everyone knows drama distracts a team's morale. And this is all that it is just a bunch of drama. I don't even think the Bucs are going to beat whoever the hell they're playing in the wild card. And if they do, they're going to lose to whoever the hell they're playing in the fucking divisional round.
I mean, real spit though, AJ, y'all kind of need Antonio Brown right now. Like, Mike Evans is injured. Gronk is hurt. Like, y'all really needed Antonio Brown in this particular situation, man. It is what it is.
Yeah, I'm not disagreeing. I'm really not. I understand that. But with all of the drama that is going on now, I don't just mean drama with AB in general. I meant because of the Jets game last week. That's going to distract the team. I don't think I'm going far. I don't think I'm defending it in wherever they're doing it, because apparently we're not going to do it in Las Vegas this year, apparently. I think it's going to be the Rams and the Bengals.
Las Vegas. A lot of things you can do. Literally, you could do anything in Las Vegas, but that's neither here nor there. I don't even think that's where what you were even talking about, was it?
Probably not. The right kind of money.
Patrick?
Yeah. So, help me out here. What are these things called, the playoffs?
Oh, boy.
Oh, yeah, that's right. You haven't... You swing all your players here,
and I don't understand what you are all talking about.
I feel you, Pat. Fuck these other motherfuckers on here. I feel you, Pat.
Last year. Yes. All of us saw the playoffs last year.
Yes, technically the Bears made the playoffs. Thank you.
It's these extra games that you get an opportunity to play to put something in your on your wall. That's all it is.
No, we're just gonna retain Ryan Pace. That's what we're gonna do because we're the fucking Bears. What's wrong with us? Green Bay rejoices, and Green Bay is going to play in the Super Bowl this year, as much as it pains me to admit it. And I think I know people are making a big deal about the return of Derrick Henry. You've also been out for 6 weeks or 4 weeks or however long it's been. Like, that's a long layoff to just come back and expect that same production until you beat the Chiefs in the AFC title game. I got to pick the Chiefs at Patrick Mahomes, even though the Chiefs look vulnerable this year, they actually look like a team that could lose a game in the playoffs. And they have looked fallible. They're hot right now. They're playing great. And I think it'll be, I think it's going to be Rodgers versus Mahomes on Super Bowl Sunday.
There we have it. There we have it. Another DWI podcast in the books, gentlemen. Another really good shoe. Patrick, you are the guest of honor today. Thanks for coming back to the show. Appreciate it. Can't wait to talk to you tomorrow morning on a couple different fronts. Why don't you let everybody know where they can find you social media wise?
Absolutely. You can find me out there on the Twitter at Wrestling Realist. That is at WRESTLNGREALIST. Also follow Bandwagon Nerds on the Twitter as well.
Yes. At Bandwagon Nerds. DP.
Well, you can find me all over the worldwide social media interwebs at It's Me, DPP. And make sure you check out the DWI podcast on Facebook at facebook.com/DWI podcast. And I didn't get my opportunity to chime in on the women's title idea, so I just want to throw that out there real quick, that Alexa Bliss will be winning the Royal Rumble, and it will be Bliss versus Bayley, or Bliss versus Bayley. Oh, Jesus Christ. I'm out. Forget it. Bayley, Sasha, and Charlotte will be a triple threat for SmackDown. Yeah,
it helps if you can verbalize your opinion, sir. I'm not saying. I'm just saying.
And almost.
Now you know why you didn't get a chance to chime in on the women's.
And knowing is half the battle.
Becky Lynch versus Bliss. I get it.
All right.
Yeah, moving on. All right. I'm done. Cash me out.
No, we know. It's all right. It's all good. We appreciate you showing up today. AJ, let me know where they can find you.
You can follow me on Twitter at PhenomenalAJB, AJB in all caps. By the way, if you're listening to this, I put a little something in our Facebook group as well, so go check that out. Not you guys.
Facebook. Check it out.
Not you guys. But it's also another. There's also one other thing, Tunny, that you alluded to last week.
I did.
The return of Pod is War is coming soon.
Very soon. Very soon. This week, I believe. So we'll see what happens.
So you can catch that with me, PCT, AJB, of course, and the IWC War Chief, Andrew Belaz as well, and whoever the hell is going to be on. You might get the call, you might not.
Oh, yeah. I guess we'll go into war every week with the crazy brothers, Belaz. There you have it. DP, in the words of Keanu Reeves in the classic cult phenomenon.
Cans! No kung fu.
Movie Hardball with
they were just Cans!
And the kids. I'm amazed at your ability to show up. Chris, where are we going to find you? Besides, Cans! You got a baby on the way.
It was just Cans. Somebody's going to get that somewhere. Okay.
Fingers crossed. If not, there goes all our viewers.
Y'all can find me on Twitter.
We have never even had a viewer.
Both our viewers must be thrilled.
Yeah. Dude. Y'all can find me on Twitter at The Real C Platt. Also, make sure y'all go to prowrestlingtees.com/t-shirt. Pick up an official chair shot t-shirt and support the movement. But again, all jokes aside, I wish everybody under the sound of my voice nothing but wealth, health, and prosperity in 2022. Electric Boogaloo.
Well, you can follow me at PC Tony on Twitter and Facebook. You can follow this show at Podcast DWI right there. And make sure you're checking out everything Chair Shot Radio Network. Tons of great new content dropping every single day, multiple drops every single day. TheChairShot.com also has you covered sports entertainment and sports entertainment. TheChairShot.com, where we encourage you to enjoy your day the chair shot way by always using your head. I don't know. I was going to say something else funny. Oh, yeah. For DPP, for Patrick O'Dowd, thanks for coming on. For AJ Belaz, for Christopher Platt and his soon-to-be-born son, Jonathan, David, Thomas, Tyler, English, father, brother, prince, king, son, mother, father, Jeffrey the Third. You've been listening to another edition of the podcast known as DWI. I bet Chris has something to say.
He was the fourth kid on Home Improvement, right? That we never met?
Yeah, Jonathan Taylor Thomas, is that your kid's name?
You all can blow me.
Time's up. It's music's loud. Clearly no one's blowing you. That's why you're having a kid.
TheChairShot.com. Always use your head. R.I.P. Betty White and Sydney 48.
No way! No! No! No!
No!
No! I don't care, DP. Go ahead.
What, was I supposed to add something into that?
You're like,
oh, no. Anyone for penis?
That's the end of the show. Beep, 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 beep,
boop. Oh, my word.
Save big on brunch for mom, all in the Kroger app. Get 16-ounce packs of flavorful Angus 90% lean ground sirloin for $4.99 each with a digital coupon. Then buy two, get two free on 12 packs of delicious Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.